construction is starting, right out in the Midwest, I'm leaving an Iowa North Dakota today. I've got 2-1, new poll shows 69-31, the largest investment.
Over to you, Nye.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Mr. President, Mr. Shriver is calling you on 90.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Fine.
I just wanted to tell you, I tried to get you yesterday to give you an idea of what went on over in Germany and to tell you also how we were getting along on the Hill, but I got through to Phil. I hope he's keeping you informed.
Yeah.
The trip over there was excellent.
Good.
And we got the Germans to put up quite a bit of money and the Israelis and so on, so that the whole so-called International Peace Corps Secretariat is going to be financed from Europe.
Good.
Won't have to have any taxpayers' money in it at all.
Good.
I had... We've, of course, been concerned about what's been going on in the poverty thing, but today I just came from 2 hours with Wilbur Mills, and he's very much in favor of what we're doing, and said that he thought that we just let the Republicans alone here for a while. They'll create more trouble for themselves without any assistance from us, that they're handling themselves very badly on the Hill, his judgment, and that the Frelinghuysen efforts to get after us on the poverty bill, he said, are going to backfire, that they're arousing quite a bit of sentiment for Phil Landrum, and that he feels that the Republicans are not getting anywhere with their efforts at this stage of the game. I guess you know they had a press conference over there today, the Republicans did.
Yeah, I've been reading. That distresses me. I'm distressed about all these delays.
When you delay,
and the pitcher goes in, he's the best pitcher on the team, and he gets a sore arm in the third inning, and he has to be taken out, and then he gets a sore arm in the fifth inning, and next time he never does make the whole game, you get worried. And what I'm worried about is we couldn't get it over because of, they had to put it over for some reason when you went to Germany, and then when you got back from Germany, they had to put it over for another reason. Powell gave him another week, and now they've got to put it over because somebody's going to the primaries. When they get back, the time they get to voting on those 23 amendments, they'll have 33 more. And I have seen more good bills killed by procrastination and delay than anything else. And I'm afraid this is getting in trouble. It looks like to me it's getting in trouble. That's just my sixth sense. My instinct is we're in trouble. And I haven't talked to any of them up there. But I believe that they'll find something. It'll be religion. It'll be race. It'll be something that I do, hold my dog by the ear, or something else that will break unless we can get that thing driving through. Now, I don't know why in the living hell we didn't get it reported this week. Why we just keep on waiting? We've had all of our witnesses in. We've been testifying. We've been going at it since February. And why do we just keep putting off? Because if we don't get over in the Senate and they go through as much time as we've taken in the House, well, they're going to be out of here for that convention, you see.
Yes. Well, from the beginning, Phil Landrum said that he thought they could get it through by the 1st of June. That was the original due date. And the theory was that the Senate would be tied up over there with the Civil Rights Bill, at least up to 1st of June. And that if they could get it through the House by then, that it would be... a very good speed for getting it through, and that's still our target day. As a matter of fact, we think we can get it through maybe a few days before then.
Get it through as quick as I could because they're tied up, but you can have hearings over there, and you can get your bill reported for the committee, and then maybe 1st of June, or 10th of June, you could pass it over there. If you go into July, they're going to be getting out of here.
There's no question about that. We've only got June. We've got to go through the House. I agree with you. By the somewhere between the 1st and the 15th.
This is going to hurt us. I just read these tickers every day.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that this is helping us. I don't give a damn what Wilbur Mills says. This stuff about that they're putting out up there on the program's blown up. It's gone to hell. Got to have 23 amendments, and Democrats are caucusing separately and won't give them this and that. I think that when people read that it's going to hurt us. And I just, sure enough, I think the Pogue thing hurt us. I think it
Well, that was lousy, and that may be better than hell that way.
Well, I just begged them all to touch every damn chairman. I thought y'all had talked to every chairman that's up there, because it's one thing you can't do.
I couldn't agree with you more, and that's what they told me, you know. I want you to know that I was told not to talk to Cooley or to Pogue. I talked to all the rest of them, and the reason I was told not to was that one was handled by the leadership.
Well, they didn't do a damn thing about
it. That's exactly
right. They screwed it up.
They screwed it up, but...
Have you got it straightened out now?
It's 90% straightened out. They do. What Pogue is trying to do, Mr. President, he's trying to use support for this measure as an effort to get support for increasing the amount of monies that FHA can give out in regular loans. The problem is that each year, FHA runs out of money for regular loans around September or October. And what they're concerned about is the fact that they will be giving grants and loans at a time when better people who are eligible for loans can't get money for loans. So he's very anxious about that, and it involves something like $50 million that he wants me to talk to Bill and to the Budget Bureau about, and ultimately to you about. I didn't want to bother you with it tonight, but that's...
Well, that's his goddamn blackmail.
That's right. And the other end of it is, he's got two blackmail things. The other end of it is that FHA now can guarantee loans up to a total of $200 million. Each year they run out of that power, and he wants to have that power extended to $450 million. Now, this doesn't cost anything in the budget, but it does mean that the Treasury would have an additional contingency liability, and the Treasury historically has been against that. But this would not affect the budget. It would permit FHA to guarantee additional loans, which in FHA's opinion would be very valuable to them and make their own operation, as it is today, more effective. Now, Purcell and all of them are behind that effort, but the Bureau of Budget has vetoed it, I think, for two straight years, which means that they can't get it out of the committee. Those are the two things, and it's just a blackmail thing. And I